So what do you want to tell us anyway, Rick?
Animal to add to your list.
All right.
I got bitten by a mongoose when I was a child.
Ah, oh, the treacherous mongoose. How come?
Well, the old story. You put your finger through the chicken wire. Don't put your fingers through the chicken wire.
Yeah.
And pretty soon there must have been some kind of venomous snake.
Well, where was the mongoose?
He was in a cage on the Isle of Wight. On the centre of the Church Lads Brigade.
Yeah, but not on the side of the road or anything. There was a place with,
it was a proper zoo.
It was a proper zoo, yeah. With chicken wire. Now, a mongoose, am I right, that looks like an otter?
Pardon?
Does it look like an otter?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? And did you have to have any shots or anything?
Yeah, I think I had the usual.
How old are you?
They've got a reputation for eating snakes, mongoose.
Yeah. So it could have been worse, you're saying?
Well, no, I'm saying, obviously, once it got hold of my finger, it just didn't want to let go, if it was a snake.
Yeah, and how old were you again?
I was about 10.
A 10-year-old's finger doesn't look like a snake, not even a little tiny snake. You know, in Australia, they have worms that are four inches around. Looks just like a worm, but it's a great big worm, Alice. A big worm. I don't know if Rick's ever heard of these, but they're big, blind worms.
Of course, because I run a worm rescue service.
Yes, you do. Alice runs a worm rescue service. But you really do, don't you?
I do. I rescue worms and rehabilitate them to an ordinary lifestyle.
This is not... I know this sounds like, Alice is trying to get in on the shenanigans now, but Rick, you're going to have to believe me.
Yeah, it's true. Even if I'm late to read the news, and I'm on the way, you know, as I'm always late, as you know, to catch the train, if I see a worm stranded, I have to stop. Because it's part of the service.
What do you do then? If they're on the pavement, you mean, and they're out there, what do you do with them?
I simply remove them from the pavement and return them to a more natural environment.
Yep, yeah, but what if grass, the mud has spent 3 days actually inching its way on
that
But
they
that
have,
pavement.
And I've done this here.
You've taken issue with me on this,
Alice,
I know.
I'm joking. Yeah. You know the reason they're on the pavement?
Yeah, you told me this. Now, what did you say it was?
But this is the real reason, Alice. They drown on the earth. Because they drown in their holes. When it rains, a worm will come out of the hole, and it will drown in there.
Yes.
And it'll also drown on the turf, because puddles will form. So they go where it's non-porous.
Sure.
Or
yes.
Is it porous? No, non-porous. So they go onto the sidewalk. Now, they'll take their chances.
Sidewalk?
Yeah. They'll take their chances with the stiletto heels.
Yes.
Right, rather than be on
of
the
course,
grass.
Of course, but once
so
the rain has stopped.
So along you come with your...
Not until there's a dry, non-porous surface.
No, a worm doesn't know many things, right? It knows... it doesn't know many... But it does know when it's safe to go back in the grass. Because otherwise, they do know that. And yet you come along and second-guess Brer Worm.
Mm.
And Brer Worm is...
Well, maybe I'm being premature and returning it to the grass, but yes, I do that.
But it's not an official organiser, there's no organiser.
I'm not taking new members yet, no.
It's just you, then?
It's just me.
So it's just you actually returning worms, whether they like it or not?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.